This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, folks, for listening. We do really much appreciate you. I just marvel at the calls, the questions, the comments, the emails, before the break, somebody had sent a rather nasty text in suggesting we're saying something we're not saying. I even appreciate that. I really do. We gotta just have open and honest conversation with each other, and we really do on this program. So it's very enjoyable. I appreciate it a lot, and keep it coming, okay? Perry Schaefer is going to join us in a moment. Perry is the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota. We have a talk radio town hall with him today, much like we do with Senator Kevin Cramer on Fridays. Any questions, any comments, welcome. And Perry promised to come back on after recent gathering of the North Dakota Republicans to look at their rules, check the conventions, and discuss what should be different. And I know there's been a fair amount of consternation among a few about some things that happened that day, so we can talk about that. But I'm more interested in just the future of the party and where it goes, and having Perry understand from the rank and file that I would consider is the majority of this audience, good, salt-of-the-earth conservative people. They're not blindly a Republican just because they're Republican. They're bedrock conservatives. They know, what they want in their elected leadership, whether that be on the city commission, whether that be on the county commission, whether that be a legislator, whether that be a member of Congress, top down. They know what they want. And, when they don't see it, they don't like it. So, obviously the Republican Party nationally has taken the brunt of a lot of that, and I think rightfully so, honestly, because of in the post-Trump era, it's sort of hard sometimes to understand, okay, where are they at, right? It's almost like they sort of have one toe in the Trump camp and one toe in the Liz Cheney camp. Thankfully, the Republican Party in North Dakota is very different than that, but I think there's obviously always things you could say could be done better. So this is your chance to talk to the chairman. Let him hear what he thinks he needs to hear. Ask any questions. Give him some encouragement. Give him some ideas, whatever you'd like today on the program, okay? Quick little bit of business here. I want to tell you that today is Wednesday, and that means we have a hot deal for our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich Bismarck, and, of course, Pucklich Buick GMC Valley City. I was out there yesterday, saw Steve Robbinsdale and Steve Zahn and the crew out there, and we're starting to think about the next vehicle because, you know, I have that 2020 Chevrolet Trail Boss, and I love it. I actually don't want to give it up. It already got 50,000 miles on it, so might be flipping to a 2022 here before too long. I know this. I'm going to drive a Chevy truck for the rest of my life because it saved my life when I took on a monster buck on I-29, and ironically, coming back from Valley City yesterday, something similar happened. It wasn't a buck, but it was really treacherous road conditions. And 94 yesterday, I had like probably, I don't know, 80% of the roadway, no problem. But every once in a while, you run into these crazy patches, you know. So you were sort of going, I'm going to go 70-ish, but now I'm going to go 60-ish. Well, we hit a patch, and one of those moments. Yeah, I think it was an oh shoot moment. Yeah,
definitely.
Right, and where the heart goes in your throat.
Oh, shaving cream.
And you're tossing and turning through the two cars in the ditch about 200 yards ahead of you, and you're like, oh no, yeah. I'm going there too. And it almost felt like it was getting ready to tip if you couldn't right size it. Right,
yeah.
Just one of those ugly times. Well, yep. Crystal Lopez was driving from our team. She's a farm girl from Grafton. So what she does?
She's got skills.
She hits the gas.
Oh, yeah.
Which is exactly what you're supposed to do.
Probably and, back a little bit, and good.
And I'm telling you what, that truck brought us right out of it. It was just a piece of cake, and I said, there we go. That's why I'm driving a Chevy truck. I love my Trail Boss. But they have one at Pucklich today. It's a pre-owned, single-owner, 2020 Chevrolet Silverado. This is the 1500 LT Trail Boss, exact thing I have. Crew cab, It's basically brand new. 24,000 miles on it. So you got the factory lift with that Trail Boss. I love that. Special paint options. Snazzy 18-inch black painted aluminum rims. 5.3 Ecotec V8 in this thing. Enough power to get you out through any snowbank. And you know what? I saw this one yesterday. And it caught my eye because it's this North Sky Blue Metallic. It is sharp. Black leather interior and loaded up with all the features. This baby's not going to go not going to be around long. $54,000 yesterday when I saw it. They called us today and said, first person that called said, I heard it on Scott Hennon's show, $53,000. You're saving another $1,000 just telling me you heard about it right here. PucklessValleyCity.com if you want to see it or stop and see him on Maine in Valley City. Perry Schaefer, chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, welcome to a talk radio town hall. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. Yourself?
Doing good. Appreciate you doing this. Glad to have you back on the program. Want to invite folks to call, send a text, whatever they'd like to do to join the discussion today. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. Text 701-237-1590. What do you most want people to know about the state of the Republican Party today, January 2022, Perry?
It's a good question. I want them to know that we are a good, solid North Dakota values party. There's a lot of things moving in the right directions. We certainly are in the process of planning for the state convention coming up, which is April 1st and 2nd. I can kind of run through that with you if you'd like. There's a lot of really good moving parts here, Scott. We've spent my first 7 months as chair traveling the states, going to all the regions, talking to the regional chairs, the district chairs, as many legislators as we could muster together, and just to get a good feel for where the state is at, what people are thinking, and that type of thing. So there's just a lot of positive things going on, to be honest.
You talked about North Dakota values being part of the party, and you're obviously new in this position. What do you look back on and fairly say, hey, that's fair criticism. We got to shore this up or fix this, or what sort of your mission? Everybody comes in with a new mission to say, I'm going to be a little bit different and I'm going to do this. What would you say is the top thing on your agenda to fix whatever needs fixing?
Communication. We talked about this before. We've started actually a comms organization now where we have an individual that's hired through the NDGOP that works for us and for the federal delegation as well as the state legislature and the governor's office. Yeah, just trying to communicate more clearly what legislatively we're doing at the federal level, what legislatively we're doing at the state level, what the governor's office is doing, and certainly what the GOP is doing. So I think communication is number one. Number two, Scott, is to just let people know that we are one party. There's a lot of different ideas and thoughts out there, which I personally welcome in a civil and reasonable manner. I think that as a party, we've got to look a little more closely at what people are thinking and how they're thinking. And that's one of the reasons we have meetings a couple of times, a couple of times a year so we can talk as groups and make decisions moving forward as a party.
What do you consider the most unfair criticism of the North Dakota Republican Party?
You know, there's always small things, you know, that get in the way. I think lack of communication over the last couple of years is probably the biggest problem. I mean, I just think there's a lot of people that don't know what we're doing as a party. And I think getting it out in front of people, which we're doing, we've done over 50 press releases since I've been chair. We have a new Rough Rider magazine, which comes out weekly to all the district chairs, to many of the news media people, to the legislators, that type of thing. So just proper communication so people can actually, if they're interested in reading it, going to our website, our NDGOP.org website, as well as our Facebook page, and actually seeing what we're doing, you know, from a Republican base standpoint.
800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, and, of course, text as well. Welcome at 701-237-1590. A lot of questions about the recent meeting. related to some changes. And I think I'm going to summarize this. And when we come back from the break, you just tell me if I've summarized it correctly. Some rules were put in place to say if you plan to challenge a statewide office holder, somebody in the federal delegation, not even all the statewide offices, but a few of them, you're gonna have to pay a significant sum of money to say, you know what, I'm the real deal. And so that makes sense. Senator Cramer and I talked about that recently. And then beyond that, I guess that fairly could be called the price of entry to be a candidate for an office in the Republican Party. Seems to be pretty reasonable that would be what you want to do. I want to talk about just the changes that were made and explain them. I know there was some concern among some about this, but just give you a chance to explain that. Welcome any calls on that as well when we come back after the break. Perry, don't go away. Up against the break here, 16 past the hour. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by friends at Dak Diesel. Man alive, is that 4-plus additive taken off and saving so many people tens of thousands of dollars in repairs? I'm not kidding. And guess what? Dak Diesel does repairs on diesel. They're trying to work themselves out of business here, for crying out loud, with this 4-plus additive. Find out more about it at DakDiesel.com or stop at Siemens Bismarck. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Suntan toes tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand.
I need this song today.
Watching you sleep.
Right? Come on. Oh, I love it. No, Daniel, don't turn it down. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up.
The sun goes down.
There we go.
We'll be grooving when the sun goes down.
Think of that. Now, we're not going to be chilling when the sun goes down. We're going to be grooving. Love Kenny Chesney. Action Movers now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. Folks, call 701-566-5532. Mention Scott. Anytime you have a move locally, maybe it is, look, I'm going to be moving, but I have to, clean this floor out and that floor out. They'll bring you a container. You can fill it your own schedule. That works great. These are the folks you want moving, and they have great local move rates, and they're the best of the best. So not only low local move rates, but the best movers in the state. Professionally trained, background checked, Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Got it? 566-5532, actionmovers.com. That's the two A's. Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, nationwide, worldwide, or across town. I got you covered. Back with Perry Schaefer. We're getting a lot of texts about Monty and Tioga. And we have a pair of tickets for Monty and Tioga for the Bison game Saturday. And we have folks now asking, how much more do we need to get him? I'm going to have to figure this out off the air, because I don't know, does Monty want to drive? Does he want to fly? Does he, you know? And so we'll work that out off the air. If you want to contribute to that effort in any way, God bless you. It's awesome. And it's fun to see the generosity of the Flag family audience at work. I just absolutely love it. Just send us a text. 701-237-1590. We'll connect after the show because we're getting a lot of traction on that. We have another pair of tickets thanks to Dakota Supply Group. So keep the stories coming on how you could be blessed or someone you know could be blessed by a pair of tickets to the NDSU National Championship game in Frisco, Texas on Saturday. Don't forget our show Friday from there. Full reports and really looking forward to it. Want to thank our folks from Plains Ag, Proceed, MyPillow, Olaf Anderson & Sons, Heritage Homes, Tom Clouseau of REMAX, and the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. We sponsored our Plan B bus. Ready to go in case any flights are canceled. We're going to make sure if you got tickets, you want to go to Frisco, by golly, we're going to get you there. Come hook or by crook, right? So we thank all those fine sponsors for making our broadcast possible from Frisco. Back with Perry Schaefer, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. So, literally, I don't want you to take more than a minute on this. Just explain the changes that were voted on at the recent gathering of the Republican Party faithful related to the convention and the schedule, Perry.
Yeah, the state committee decided that a series of fees were in order, as well as some other criteria, which I'll run through here, to help with NDGOP costs. Putting on a convention and what have you is a very expensive thing to do. And the services that we provide once the candidate is endorsed at the convention. And we also wanted to make sure that the candidate had the ability to raise money and support a run for office. So those fees for the federal Senate level and the governor level are $5,000. And then for the House level, which was changed, incidentally, by the committee during our meeting, is $3,500. And then for statewide offices, it's $2,500. And then for national community man or woman, it's zero. And then in the past, we've had to have signature validations of chairs for people that want to get on the stage. That is now changed to 10. There needs to be 10 signatures from 10 different chairs. And then any person who has sought the endorsement of another political party or ran as an independent in the past 6 years will be prohibited from seeking endorsement of the Republican, North Dakota Republicans at the state convention. So that's the changes, Scott. There was a lot of debate. There was a lot of amendments. There was a lot of discussion, by the group. And when it was all said and done and all the amendments were thought through and spoken through and visited about, it passed overwhelmingly from the committee.
Fred and Wayne, question for Perry Schaefer, Ron Mandan, Dana Bismarck, some text rolling in, and others welcome here today on the program. So, Ron, you're on deck. Fred, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Yes, Perry, thank you for putting this, asking some questions. When I see the Republican Party here in North Dakota today, I see a picture of three monkeys sitting on top of on the Capitol steps. One with his paws over his eyes, one covering his mouth, and one covering his ears. I shall see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. When I talk about the governor's office and keeping the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin from us for years, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to speak about it. When I talk to Kevin Cramer about the election being stolen, can't talk about it. Don't want to speak about it. Don't want to hear it. And people are really turned off by this attitude. You guys got to talk about some of these things that are really turning people off. I really think I'm right on this, and I'd like to hear what you have to say on it, Perry.
Sure. Thanks, Fred. Scott and I talked a few minutes ago about communications with respect to some of the items that you just brought up. I think if you would subscribe or go to the North Dakota GOP website, as well as our Facebook page, you will see the communications that we've been putting out religiously with respect to the monoclonals, with respect to the election situation. There's a tremendous amount of work being done at the RNC level that I'm a member of. Incidentally, I'm a member of the National Republican Committee. We spent over $40 million fighting the situation that Trump found himself in. It's basically six states that this happened in. We know which states they are. We're in the process of continually fighting that situation, and it's coming together. There's no question that there were some problems there. Not in the state of North Dakota. In the state of North Dakota, voted overwhelmingly for President Trump, and as did I. I voted for the man twice. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I think where you get your information is helpful as well. I mean, certainly hear what you're saying, Fred. And I think if you go and take a look at some of the things that we've been putting out collectively in the state, I think you'll see there's a tremendous amount of work being done with respect to the items that you mentioned.
Fred, got to keep moving, but I appreciate the call, and I think others as well just want to see a little more fight of the delegation. We talk with them about that a lot, and I think to the extent the party can do that a little more, just to speak to the rank and file, that communication extraordinarily important, no doubt about it. Texter says, can Perry talk about the voting rankings document floating around? There's no author listed, and bills seem to be cherry-picked to make certain legislators' ranking rate really good and to make some good legislators look bad. Are you familiar with that document, Perry?
No, I haven't seen it. I've heard about it. I've heard about several of them. I guess it depends who's sending out their ranking documents. I mean, there's all kinds of different opinions as to how people vote and what have you. When you put a bill together, there's things within the bill that representatives and legislators like, and there's things in a bill they don't like. So if there's certain things that need to be discussed and negotiated, they may vote no on a bill they like. I mean, so this ranking thing, it's kind of hard to substantiate or to put any
credence. The last ranking I saw suggested Yana Murdahl wasn't pro-life enough, so I knew that was a total fraud. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden continued to attack the unvaccinated while addressing the nation Tuesday.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. You know, be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed. But if you're unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated.
The president went on and told Americans to use internet search engines to find a COVID test kit. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to teach virtually rather than in the classroom, triggering a cancellation of classes Wednesday, which school official leadership warned would happen if the union passed the vote. Its 25,000 members electronically voted. 73% are in favor of kicking the kids back home. Chicago Public Schools, the third largest school district in the country, resumed in-person learning just 2 days ago. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What's for lunch today? Gotta be PetroServe USA. If you love chicken pot pie, it's your place. Glendon Highway 10, NP Avenue, chicken pot pie as well, downtown Fargo. Swedish meatballs are an item at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location, along with chicken fettuccine or garlic toast. Valley City Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. And how about this? The 12th Avenue and I-29 location, breakfast tater tot hot dish. So once you shovel, once you say, okay, I'm a little bit late, school's late, work's late, whatever, taking my time to get out there, reward yourself for all that tough work today with a great lunch at PetroServe USA and tell them Scott sent you. It's also the day you buy two fresh baked cookies and you get one free. This doesn't get any better than that. Oh my gosh, is that good? 28. Before the top of the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind. Barry Schaefer, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, with us today, taking your questions, comments. I'm getting more texts, so I'm going to try and do two texts for every one call here. This particular listener says, could you pull up the NDGOP website and look for the appointed chairs? Perry appointed districts 8, 10, 19, 23, 26, 36, and 39. Ask Perry if the names listed are the people who should be contacted. I live in District 10, newly moved to the Fargo area. I contact Paul Henderson. Question, so if I live in one of the new redistricted areas, how do I find out who my appointed chair is? Did any district send in an appointed chair and they were not recognized when the emergency clause added may appoint? Did you just appoint to all, or did you give the remaining district committees time to choose a representative as chair? That's a mouthful, but I gather you know what they're asking.
A lot of information there. First of all, yes, the chairs were due to redistricting. Every single district in the state was moved, everyone, all 47. Three of them were actually physically moved to different spots within the state. In doing that, what happened is there's district chairs that were districted out of their district, and there's also executive committees in those respective districts that were districted out. So out of the 15 that had to basically elect or have a new chair is reappointed to their district, we had to appoint 8. All 8 of them are in the process of doing reorganization meetings now, because those chairs are simply temporary. So until the districts actually have their reorganization meeting, we're working to put all of those names up on the website so everybody knows who their chairs are. But we certainly, please call the NDGOP office and talk to Corby if you don't know who your chair is, and we can certainly help you with that information. Absolutely.
Texter says the Republican Party has spent the last 20 plus years in building its successful brand, getting people elected on the federal, state, and local level to the point where we have super majorities. These people are members of a fringe group who always hate the party, the candidates, and the policies of the party, and cry foul if people push back. If they hate us so much, why don't they just go to a different party or start their own? I talked to a lot of Republicans, friends of mine. Overall, people in North Dakota are happy. North Dakota's never been in such a wonderful financial position, especially when you take into account we just went through one of the worst times in state's history with the pandemic. The state came out of that smelling like a rose. Yet these people are crying because they can't get their way in the legislature. Seems to me they want to paint a picture that the sky is falling and want to blow up the party. C.J. Lundeen's comments in the press. This small group has had nothing to do with building the party up into the status it has today. So more of a comment there, but who's these people? When he says these people, who's he talking about, Perry?
Yeah, I think I think he's right, whoever the texter is. I think 80-85% of the part of the Republicans in the state are very satisfied with the direction of the state. I mean, there's always issues, right? I've done nothing but run businesses for 40 years, and there's always issues you've got to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And usually how we do that is sitting down in a room, which we call our state committee meetings, and have conversations, and we decide what direction we're moving collectively. We're trying to reach out to all parts of the party and have conversations. I have done that with respect to some of the individuals that this person might be referring to, and I've yet to hear back, and my door is open. I'm willing to sit down individually and have conversations with all of them. But overall, Scott, I've traveled the state, and I will continue to do so, talking to everyone that comes to the meetings, and overwhelming support for the direction of the party, overwhelming support for what we're doing legislatively. Of course, there's always issues. There's no question about that. And now, because we're communicating much more regularly with our legislative leaders, with our governor, with our federal delegation, we can help work through things and work through problems and go from there. I think that's a big, big part of what we're trying to do from a GOP standpoint.
Ron in Mandan for Perry Schaefer. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
No, I can. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to cover what happened at that meeting on Saturday at the Republican headquarters when the police were called on me to remove me from my Republican building, if you don't mind.
I'd just ask a question for Perry, if you would, with the time you have here, or quickly explain what you're talking about. Sure.
Okay. In the Bismarck Tribune, Schaefer said he wasn't sure of who called the police, but said the security firm had the authority to do so if they felt the need. He looked towards the security guy, told him to call the police, and then walked away. The security guy was explaining to the police what I looked like so I could be identified, including my orange cap with the KFYR radio on it, and that's when I then left the building. But he said he doesn't know who called the police. He told the guy to call the police. That was a blatant lie. How do you answer that, Perry?
Well, Ron, you and I have talked about this already, and I'm certainly, as the leader of the party, when we have threats and warnings on text and Facebook and all those other kinds of media outlets, and we turn those into the authorities, we're directed to have security on premises, and security has the authority then to do what they do from a security standpoint. I'm not going to apologize for taking care of 60 people in the room that should be able to come to a meeting civilly without being harassed and what have you. So as leader of any organization, no matter what organization it is, that's an obligation that any of us in leadership need to be doing, and that's exactly what we did.
Did you see Ron specifically as a threat, this particular caller?
I saw the group outside, including Ron, as a threat, yes, and people trying to walk in the door that were not elected or invited to be there with respect to their positions within the state, and questioning people as they were coming in the door, waiting for people to come in the door. It's this intimidation type thing. It just isn't acceptable, and it's not something that anybody that's giving up their time and their talents and their treasures to help lead a party should have to deal with. We should have to be civil. We should be able to come to a meeting, have conversations, express our opinions, debate, make amendments, do the things that we need to do within the corpus of the meeting, and proceed from there. That's exactly what we did.
All right. Appreciate the call, Ron. Texter says District 8 is a big mess. And I received a call about this yesterday related to some donations that were made to the Republican district, and now that person's trying to get them back and said that he's in the process of gathering information about it and would be in contact. Texter says, Perry Schaefer's made no attempt to reach out to the executive committee prior to appointing an interim chair. Instead, he spoke solely to the only state legislator left in the district. This legislator had not only missed the last four executive committee meetings, but he showed up on Zoom for a trial to remove the treasurer and then bumped off without a word or finishing the meeting. Perry has appointed this person as temporary chair without consulting the executive committee. This was all planned out. The people of District 8 lost their voice thanks to Perry's weakness in the agenda of higher-ups. We have district members demanding their money back and a non-existent, illegitimate chair. What's this about?
Yeah, that's interesting. We got to talk about what happens in redistricting. District 8 is one of them that was changed drastically. Was made to be a much larger district than it originally was. The chair was districted out. The quorum to form an executive committee was districted out. The majority of them, they could not even have a meeting, Scott. So the text is not correct. The best way for any leadership to appoint someone in a district is to speak to the people that are in the district that have already been elected by the district. And that's exactly what I did. And that individual is the temporary chair at this time.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong on this. What you did was what the legislature directed you to do. I mean, that was passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, wasn't it? It wasn't your decision.
No, that's 100% correct. Exactly right. And certainly don't want to leave any district open when we're mandated to have two meetings per year. We had to cancel one because we had 25% of our chairs districted out. And then we reorganized for the 18th of December and had our meeting. So I didn't want to leave any districts disenfranchised or open. And the best way to fill those seats is to simply communicate with people that are already elected in those districts, which is exactly how we operated.
Dana Bismarck, question for Perry Schaefer, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Go, Dana.
Good morning. Perry, you said you want to communicate. So here's something that's been talked about quite a bit lately is the consolidation of the meatpacking and the other things going on in the state. So can you tell us as chairman, how much money is proposed for these plants they're building, like the hydrogen, the gas, all of them? And then let me know also if they signed any agreements with China and Japan, with Toyota, Mitsubishi, and, everywhere they're supposed to be invested. And then we're just sitting out here talking about it, and the wheels are going full bore in that direction.
Just before Perry answers, Dana, what your question confused me a little bit because you're saying on one hand the cattle producers in our world are hurt because of the Packer situation, couldn't agree with you more, and then you're talking about investment into the pipeline to bring natural gas east and these other projects. How are those two connected?
Because the corporate structure over the last 40, 50 years since the late 70s has been sold off worldwide to other countries where they're coming in here and buying up our processing plants in our land, and in their countries we can't even do that. China only leases their land.
So your question related to that for the chair of the Republican Party is what?
Are they going to let those foreign communist countries run these plants, or are they going to let the people in North Dakota try to do it in a different way?
All right. That's the question I was looking for. We'll have Perry answer that on the other side of the break. Others welcome as well at 800-228-0550. We'll get back to the text in a moment and wrap up our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall today with the chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Perry Schaefer. Don't touch that dial. More after this than What's On Your Mind.
At Collins & Cronk, Raymond James, we are privileged to have our clients let us be a part of their lives. They share their families with us and their close friends. We get to help them develop their dreams and curb their fears. We are so grateful to have this honored and important role in their lives. This holiday season reminds us once again how important family is, and we are thankful to be a part of yours.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk, and a prosperous new year.
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet Safe Ice Melt is $8.99. Balsa Blankets, $9.99. And assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. They are the dealer for Western North Dakota. Bismarck, Mandan, Dickinson, Minot, all of the neighborhood. They carry an excellent variety. And I'll tell you what, they do have inventory. You can do it all online. View the inventory, schedule service, and more. And I mean, I'm telling you, from the great deals on the pre-owns, the auto, and the service and the parts department, fantastic. And check out the new 2022 GMC Sierras. Gorgeous. Call them with any questions, 701-214-6372, or just stop in. Coffee's always on. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour with Perry Schaefer, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, taking your questions and comments. Dana, before the break from Bismarck, I wanted more advocacy of the Republican Party for North Dakota's cattle producers and really to lean into some of the solutions that are out there. South Dakota's really been innovative on a lot of this. There's all kinds of ideas that sort of go to a NPL kind of a state bank flavor. What's your thoughts on the party advocating more for cattle producers, Barry?
Yeah, Dana had a good question. Actually, he had a two-part question, and I'll briefly speak to both. With respect to foreign companies running our plants in the state of North Dakota, certainly through the governor's office and through the Commerce Commission's office, we plan on running our own large organization. So, I mean, there's always worldwide interest in what North Dakota is doing. There's no question about that. So that's a whole different conversation. From a meatpacker standpoint, we need solutions, period. I mean, we're an agricultural state. There's no question about it. I hear exactly what he's talking about. I've got a company that works tremendously with the wealth management world with the largest section of our client base as farmers and ranchers. So certainly understand it. And I will sit down with the governor, matter of fact, tomorrow and have a conversation about that very item with him. No problem at all.
Perfect. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. Texter says, my question for Perry is, what action was taken against the young Republicans during the December 18th meeting? And I've heard a fair amount of people, too, say, you know, previously young Republicans, college Republicans had a position on the board. They were removed from the board for whatever reason and decided not to be a part of the party apparatus any longer or were removed from that position. Which just has a bad look, right? Because you certainly the future of the party is young Republicans, college Republicans. What happened there, Perry?
Yeah, first, the premise isn't even accurate, Scott. They are not removed from the board in 2019. They've been on the board for years and years and years. In 2019, they were giving voting rights. In 2021, the voting rights were taken away. So they're still members of our state committee. They have exactly the same status as Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer, and Representative Armstrong on our board. We welcome them. We welcome them into the room. We welcome them into the conversation. We look forward to continually working with them. Matter of fact, the chairman of the Young Republicans and I have spoken just after the meeting, and I look forward to an invitation to speak to all of the Young Republicans that he represents. So that's an accurate statement. I mean, there is no negative towards the young Republicans at all. They're our future. I mean, we were all young once, Scott, even you and me. And we need to engage that group of people. We need to communicate with them. We need to hear them, listen to them, and give them a place from which to speak, which is exactly what the state committee does.
How can people debate Perry if they're not allowed in the meeting, says another texter?
Not sure who he or what he's referring to, but if they're referring to the young Republicans and the college Republicans, they are part of the board. They are welcome in the meeting. They are just not allowed to vote. They have the same, same exact status as the federal delegation that I just mentioned. Anyone else, all the other districts, as well as the executive committee, is represented. In the room, 47 districts all have chairs. The chairs are all expected to be there. If they can't be there, then they appoint a proxy that's within their district, which is the only place that you can appoint a proxy for a state meeting. And so all voices are heard. All debate is held within that confines of those four walls, unless you're not there. If you're not there, it's because you chose not to be there, which there's not a lot I can do about that besides reach out and communicate and open the door.
If I understand this correctly, the only thing's different with the young Republicans, college Republicans, still on that board, still have representation, still have a voice, but don't have a vote?
That's correct.
And why is the change with no longer having a vote?
Well, the state committee has been watching the college Republicans specifically, and first of all, they haven't even showed up at our last two meetings. Let me rephrase that. At this meeting, they didn't even come. The previous meeting, they were there, but they were claiming two chairs. And from a national standpoint, the college Republicans haven't even straightened out their rules and regulations to be able to stand behind one of the two chairs. So the state committee back in Medora 7 months ago chose to not allow the college Republicans to be seated because they couldn't decide, not up to us to decide who their chairman is. And with respect to the young Republicans, in our bylaws, it talks about you have to be a resident of the state of North Dakota, and many of the residents, or many of the young Republicans, are not. Now, that doesn't preclude the fact that they don't have a voice.
Got it. All right. We're going to have to leave it there. I am really looking forward to talking about the future of the Republican Party in North Dakota, getting beyond some of these things in the past. And I see you have a new newsletter out today. Folks, go to ndgop.org and get signed up for that and stay in the know. Perry, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. Got to go, unfortunately. See you tomorrow on West Side of Mind.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.